Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show. This Monday, June 1st, 2026 edition. Breaking news story just into the news radio station's email account. Iran has halted indirect negotiations with the United States over what it describes as Israel's escalating military campaign in Lebanon. According to a report by Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency, raising fresh doubts about efforts to transform a very fragile ceasefire into a broader agreement that would end the war. The news agency reported this morning that Iran's negotiating team will stop talks, including the exchange of messages through a mediator, Pakistan, because Israel had continued military operations in Lebanon despite what Tehran considers a ceasefire that applies across all fronts in the Middle East. The report said Iran considers a pause in Israeli military operations in Lebanon as a precondition to the ceasefire, and that Israel's actions amounted to a violation of the very fragile truce. Iranian officials and negotiators are calling for the immediate cessation of Israeli military operations in both Gaza and Lebanon, along with the need for a complete withdrawal from the occupied areas in Lebanon, according to the news agency. Besides halting talks, Iran is also threatening to completely close the Straits of Hormuz, as well as expand the conflict to other areas. This could include the Bab el-Mandeb Strait in the Red Sea in response to Israel's military actions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday ordered the military to strike Hezbollah targets in Beirut, escalating Israel's campaign against the Iran-backed terrorist group. Netanyahu cited repeated and ongoing ceasefire violations by Hezbollah against Israeli cities and civilians. Iranian officials denounced the Israeli military moves and hinted at retaliation. Speaker of Iran's parliament, Mohammad Ghalibaf, said that the escalation of Israeli military operations in Lebanon, along with the ongoing U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, is clear evidence that the United States has broken the terms of the ceasefire. He posted on his Twitter X account, "Every choice has a price, and the bill will come due soon." Well, at this point, Epoch Times, who sent this news breaking news story to the radio station, said they had reached out to the White House but haven't received a comment back yet. You know what my position is initially on this? Good. Because honestly, I believe that President Trump and his negotiators were being stalled by Iran. This 60-day ceasefire, not good enough. Israel defending itself, claiming that Hezbollah is attacking Israel, does not apply to Iran. Not according to President Trump in the ceasefire. Whatever is going on with Israel and Hezbollah in Beirut has nothing to do with what President Trump's negotiating with Iran. Well, Iran doesn't see it that way. So now they're going to completely shut down the Straits of Hormuz. Well, that was the number one condition by President Trump. I think this is going to lead to President Trump using kinetic force against Iran. I think there'll be more strikes. You want to end the ceasefire? You want to continue with the blocking of the Straits of Hormuz? Then it's game on. I'm getting sick and tired of this merry-go-round, and it's time to end this once and for all. I hope and pray that's what President Trump decides to do. And this particular hand of cards that he's been dealt has nothing to do with him, the United States, and even Iran negotiators. This was triggered by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and their attacks on Hezbollah targets in Beirut. So be it. We can't control Israel's military operations. President Trump can, of course, talk to them, and they're good friends, but he's not going to stop defending his country. And if they feel that they are going to go back and escalate the situation, all I can say, Iran, I don't think it's going to work out very good for you. The amount of military power that we have in the region, they're basically taunting us, begging us to attack them. So let's see what happens. We'll continue to follow this story. But President Trump, finish the job. If this means killing some of these leaders that are running the army for Iran, so be it. Put an end to this thing once and for all. And when, I got a very simple question for the Iranian people. When are you going to step up? When are you guys going to bring forth a leader that will lead the opposition against the Iranian army guard from the inside? It's got to happen. If you guys want your freedom, if you want to take your country back, you got to step up and fight for it. Every single revolution, if you study history, required a very small percentage of the people to do it. The American Revolution, our founding fathers. Folks, you realize that it was only 3% of the colonists that actually took up arms and fought against Great Britain's army? 3%. In the end, we united and we won. Who are the 3% in Iran? Who's it going to be? Nowhere in these stories do we see or hear from anybody willing to step up. That's got to happen. And I know that our intelligence agencies, our military, is desperately looking for somebody within the civilian population to do that. It's all part of the military operations. And honestly, I'm glad that Israel has attacked Hezbollah targets in Beirut. I'm actually glad that Iran says they're going to stop negotiating. You're going to attack and go on the attack with your depleted military? Fire every missile you got. We need to get this over, and we need to get it over now, sooner than later. And 60 days, in my opinion, was way too dang long. I'm not going to sit by and watch this happen for the month of June and July. Are you kidding me? This has got to stop. And if oil prices go back up because of the war getting basically turned back on, the fighting, so be it. I'll pay more for gas until we get through this. But it's got to happen. Iran threatening to completely close the Straits of Hormuz and expand the conflict to other regions, including another port strait in the Red Sea? Well, let's see how you plan to do that. You don't have a navy. So how in the heck are you going to shut down that particular strait? I guess maybe plan on sending ballistic missiles toward any freighters or ships in that strait? Well, we've got military everywhere. So let's see how that works out for you. And I know many of you, like me, hate to see President Trump engaged in these military actions. One of the reasons many of us supported him was because he was the anti-war president. Well, repeatedly he has said he does not need Congress's approval. This is not a declaration of war. These are military strikes to protect our national security interests. Bring some stability to the region and to the world. But it's got to get done now. Breaking news story. Just got it at the bottom of the hour break. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a text message. Trucker Randy, we own a store directly across the street from the Sioux Locks. This is the worst April and May that we've had in 10 years. Likely, we will have to lay off 2 employees. I'm surmising it's the gas prices hurting Sault Ste. Marie businesses huge time. Brimley State Park is quarter filled up. Sault Ste. Marie City Campground a quarter filled up as well. This war needs to end. My guess is other areas, depending on the summer fudgies, are hurting as well. Absolutely. You're going to look at a trip to Northern Michigan by car, truck, RV, whatever. Guess what? You might just stay home. That's why I said sooner than later. I think this is a God thing, but I think Israel attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon, Gaza, is going to absolutely force Trump's hand to reengage against Iran. Iran threatening to completely close the Straits of Hormuz and begin conflicts in other regions. Now they're looking at another strait in the Red Sea in response to what Israel just did. Well, guess what? President Trump will have to probably re-engage military operations in Iran. And maybe, just maybe, someone in the population, civilian population of Iran, will step up, lead a revolution from within. The Iranian Republican Guard cannot fight the United States military and its own people at the same time. Some of these bad guys, these leftovers from the regime, they got to be taken out. I would prefer if it was the Iranian citizens themselves. Provide them with the arms, give them some training, and say, do what you got to do to take back your own country. This has got to happen, folks. It needs our prayers. We need to pray for the president to be strong. And again, based on my first hour, President Trump, finish the job. Once and for all, get it done. And again, this was absolutely, I think, a planned strategy by Israel. When they knew darn well that Iran was doing nothing but just delay tactics. 60-day ceasefire, way too long. When I heard 60 days, I'm like, are you kidding me? This weekend, the end of May, 60 days would be the month of June, the month of July. Unacceptable, Mr. President. Why in God's name would you agree to a 60-day ceasefire to negotiate with these people? You got a week. You got 1 week, this week. Monday, June 1st, by Sunday night. This Sunday, June 7th at 8 p.m. It's not going to be 60 days. It's going to be 7. And then it's over. And you do, Mr. President, whatever you got to do. I'm sick and tired of these Democrats' talking points. The high price of gasoline. It's destroying our economy. It's hurting our people. You got to put a stop to this. This is the week to get it done. I'll continue to follow the story. I apologize. We like to talk about Michigan news, Michigan politics. Well, with them out of Lansing last week, just now returning, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing that they are finally going to have to sit down and iron out this budget. And that, too, has got to happen this month. So we got a lot to watch. Pray for our president. Pray for our troops. Pray that we can get this over with quickly. It's got to end. Period. End of story. One good saving grace, oil is dropping nationwide, providing some temporary release, but not enough. Gas prices dropping below $4 a gallon is predicted by one petroleum analyst. But we'll see. Now with this news report coming this morning, we shall see. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCCY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarring.